tables, which is, what is the role of women in the inclusive capitalism? So thank you for asking that, because
you.
I should have asked before, but it's not inclusive if you don't include half the population.
That's true. That is true. And again, age, okay? So when I went to law school, we were just about 50%. Women are 50% of college and university graduates, 50% of law school, 50% of medical school, about a third, a bit more, of business school. We're half of the entry level. We are half of mid-level. We're 35% of the Federal Reserve Board, but we're 14% of corporate boards on the Fortune 500. We are 3% of CEOs in the Fortune 500. We're 17% of Congress. So there obviously is a women, most powerful women, and I think Patty Sellers from the Most Powerful Women issue is here someplace, and she probably asked that question. I have a sort of not politically correct view on this issue, which is, I think women should stop whining, and I think it's time that we just, in my experience, women decide not to go often. Yes, there are obviously, you know, stereotypes against us, but we can fight against it. And in the world in 2013, I imagine that The Economist will be reviewing Sheryl Sandberg's book called Lean In. And she's telling women, just, we can make it to the top. There's nothing that is in our way except ourselves.